Hello, this is the Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shorting lesson in 2 minutes. Researchers at Trend Micro looked at dark web marketplaces and found that internet-connected gas pumps are the latest target for cyber attacks. Researchers looked at discussions in underground forums in 5 different languages: Russian, Portuguese, English, Arabic, and Spanish, and found that the Russian market was the most sophisticated, seeking information on hacking gas pumps. California passes a bill that could reclassify some gig economy workers as employees. Known as AB5, the bill lays down clearer definitions of what constitutes a contractor versus a company employee. Experts say many delivery and ride-hailing drivers will likely be deemed employees under the new law. The bill is set to go to the State Assembly for a vote, and then the governor needs to approve it. If fully approved, it will go into effect on January 1st, 2020. Apple announces iPadOS will launch September the 30. It includes desktop-class browsing via Safari and home screen widgets. It also supports numerous models dating back several years, including iPad Air 2 and 5th generation iPad. iPad will launch macOS Catalina in October, which the exact date is still undisclosed, and the updated software will discontinue iTunes, replacing it with standalone applications, music, podcasts, and TV. It will also add native support for using an iPad as a second display. The iPadOS will be available as a free download via the macOS App Store. Facebook is telling curators working on its upcoming news tab to remain impartial when it comes to news about the company itself, reports the information. Internal guidelines also say editors should prioritize reports with on-the-record sources rather than anonymous ones. Facebook also wants the team to avoid content that is deliberately written to polarize or provoke readers. Swiss financial regulator FIMA says the Facebook Libra cryptocurrency project is formally seeking a payment system license. The Geneva-based Libra Association, backed by Facebook, PayPal, and others, says it's seeking a feasible pathway for its blockchain-based payment tokens to become regulated. FIBA notes that Libra goes beyond a simple payment system and will likely face additional requirements. This was your shot of the coffee found at ondismedia.com.